Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Well, I dread even going there, but, well, we got to do it. It's part of the program log. Mr. Big Willie, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Today, we lost Jesse Jackson. That's top news of the day.
I know.
The only thing I understand is that he set the pathway for Barack Obama to run for president.
Yep.
I don't understand that one. I mean, anybody can run for president, so I don't know why he set the pathway. It'd be like some other lady set the pathway for Hillary Clinton to run. I mean, Barack Obama is going to run no matter what. I mean, he won, so, but whatever. Yeah, I don't want to see anybody die, but Jesse Jackson's been around for years, and anybody my age, we grew up with him, so...
He was a race hustler.
He was a race hustler.
He'd go to corporations and essentially say to them, look, you better fork over lots of money to my foundation or else we're going to cause a lot of trouble. He was a known race hustler. That's how he made his bones.
Who are we kidding here?
But Fox News, they're just lavishing praise on him. It's unbelievable. Nothing about the Epstein files, but Fox News, another corporate media owned and operated by Republican establishment, will go on and on about Jesse Jackson and nothing about the news hundreds of news stories regarding the Epstein files. I think we're a big CIA psyops for everything.
Man, I've heard your replays all day.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Have you read any of it or you just listen to them all and replay them? Driving me crazy.
Which? What do you mean?
When you replay it, do you read all that stuff, or you just kind of listen to them on the phone, like the readings of the emails? Can you read them?
On Twitter, they're all posted there. Oh, absolutely.
Can we do one thing?
Well, that all depends.
I got Belmont Buzz.
Oh, well, hold on.
Do it no more
okay,
face,
hold on, but... hold on, hold on. Let me get the Belmont Buzz. Which one is this now? I think it's
Belmont Buzz.
Yeah. Hold on, hold on. I think this is the right hotkey.
Know by now.
Shut up. Here we go.
Buzz, tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
There's the Belmont Buzz. So what's the Belmont Buzz now?
Dimitri's banned from Facebook. The last we're going to talk about it.
No. You are the worst. You are the worst.
That's the Belmont Buzz. So now we can move on from that. You'll know when he's back. Trust me.
I don't think we will know when he's back. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm serious. They're going to make it official either today or tomorrow, and that'll be it for at least half a year. And probably longer.
Right.
And all my friends, all my followers, everything. And I'm telling you, the
just
government.
Come over to Big Willie's Facebook page. You can go to Big Willie 1055's Facebook page. You can go to Big Willie myself's Facebook page. And I won't repost anything. I'll just keep it original. That way I don't get in trouble.
You could still get in trouble.
I'll do my own research.
But this is what it comes down to. What you just said, seriously. What you just said is a great example of how censorship works.
Did you look up the Zorro Ranch at all?
The Zorro? Absolutely, I did. Yes, I talked about it. Yes.
All right.
New Mexico.
New Mexico knew about the Zorro Ranch years and years ago.
Yes, yes.
They knew about it.
Yes.
And they was told to stop by our own government. They told us to stop it and leave it alone.
Yes, the same thing. That's why they didn't go after Epstein very much in Florida, because the feds came in and said he's our guy and all that. Oh, but the Zorro Ranch, when you read the accusations, and right now they're just accusations, but the state of New Mexico is opening up an investigation of this thing. We will see what's there, but I got to tell you, it is deeply, deeply disturbing stuff, and nobody talks about the Zorro Ranch.
Well, they said it was a Zora Ranch was basically a hub for them to traffic women and kids and children from Mexico up to New Mexico.
Yes.
And then South Africa and Africa had a huge ring down there, too. And, I was watching a video of this poor girl, clear back, she was in her 20s in 2017, and she was still having interactions with Epstein.
Yes.
And they basically, she was a model, and most of your models are young, beautiful, starting out 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yep.
And then they're broke, and then when they're broke and they're vulnerable, and you have a New York, you know, hidden... whatever you want to call it, a talent agency or model agency, and you can say, hey, you know, come on the plane, we'll fly you from Africa over here, we'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
And then she gets on the plane with the two recruiter girls, and then Jeff Epstein's on there, and he starts physically abusing her on the plane on the first trip.
Yeah.
And the two ladies are sitting there laughing at her and laughing about it. And she couldn't do nothing about it. And she said she just finally gave up because she couldn't believe the girls lied to her about it.
Yeah.
And then she dealt with this, you know, and she was able to go back home. She was so scared that something happened. She was able to go back to her home, and then he would text her email, and they would bring her back.
Yeah.
And then he would pay her bills and stuff. So, I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. And then they made some of these kids, like, help do the torturing of the littles, you know?
Oh, it's and horrible.
And they made them hold the knives and stuff. And I was sitting there reading and watching this. And I'm like, why in the world? But everybody keeps wanting to say Trump. This stuff was accessible during the Biden administration.
Right, agree. But here's the problem. Here's
they
the
had
big,
it. Here, what, the yes. problem is Joe Biden had the authority to release this stuff, and he didn't do it.
No. But here's where you're wrong. Both of them had the authority, the ability
wrong.
To release. The problem isn't releasing the information, as horrible as that is. The problem is, neither administration, and for shame for President Trump on this one, no one is bringing charges against even one billionaire rapist. And Trump and
they're
and
not going to.
It's
they're
absolutely
not ever
insane.
Going to.
It's insane. Why does Trump cover up for these people? Why is he covering
He's
up for them?
He's not covering up for these people. It's never going to happen because they're the ones that rule the world.
Yeah.
I said yesterday when you cut me off because I never have enough time to finish. We are pawns in this little world, and these billionaires that know what's going on, and they control everything, and that's what it's going to be, and they're going to do what they want for the rest of our lives, and there's nothing ever going to be done about it. I don't care who you are. There's nothing ever going to be done about it. They got their scapegoat, Jeffrey Epstein, which he's not even dead, and they debacle. That's a huge debacle, just like Charlie Kirk's investigation of his death. No ambulance, no paramedics, no police report. Evidence is gone. No autopsy, nothing. Gone. Burn up, done. Bye, Charlie. And then we have a Super Bowl halftime show for a funeral, and everybody just thinks that's okay.
I'm sorry, you lost me with the Super Bowl for a funeral? What?
They had the funeral, the thing for Charlie Kirk. It looked like a Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, it was
they
a
Super
Bowl.
They had fireworks, and I mean, who has fireworks at a memorial? And then they got the recordings of Erica Kirk. And anyhow, these billionaires, it's all controlled. And now there's pictures and stuff coming up of Jeffrey Epstein with a beard living in Israel.
Well,
so here we are back to the Israel thing.
I would find that very hard to believe, quite frankly, because Jeffrey Epstein knows or knew way too much. They had to have him suicided to keep him quiet. They had to have him suicided.
Why is it not believable?
What's believable
can't
to
tell
me?
Tell me for 1 minute that there's a small percentage of your body or your brain that says, you know, that could be a possibility, since now they're showing the video and they have independent people looking at it that said nobody was ever in there all night in a jail cell, but now they can see an orange suit and it looks like another prisoner. So the prisoner was either leaving or going in to kill him or whatever he was doing. And there's got to be a small percentage of your brain that says, well, maybe they did sneak him out in the middle of the night.
No.
And maybe they did cover it up.
No.
And maybe he's a billionaire. He's got a ton of friends.
No, he knows.
I mean, look at the people.
No.
He's had Trump and everybody at the island. He's had everybody at the island. So why do you think they'd want him dead when they got all the information and emails and pictures and videos?
He knows too much. They have to have him dead. I'm sure he's dead. Trump was never on Epstein Island. So anyway, what about?
Is that the parties or whatever? I mean, good job on the research.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is, you got to think for 1 second. With all the stuff with Israel and the Jews and the history of the world, and everybody knows that Israel kind of runs stuff, and
Israel and
the Jews who run the world.
No.
Because they got
seriously,
the money.
Richard, no. Big Willie, no. No. This is no. Don't you're going
Jewish
way.
People, I'm not going down nothing. I'm just saying it's a proven. Everybody knows.
Please,
I mean the Jewish people are not stupid. They're not dumb.
Big Willie.
The Israel people are not stupid. That's why.
Big Willie.
Has nobody ever stepped up to
Big
Israel?
Willie, what you mean is, you're concerned about the Israeli government and Mossad involving themselves in inappropriate, perhaps illegal acts throughout the world. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it?
Well, illegal acts, but why is everybody kiss their butt? And why is the United States kiss Israel's butt?
Well, Israel and America have had very, very close ties from day one. Israel would not exist without Harry Truman giving his okay to resettling all of the Jews in, certainly many of the Jews
so
in
you're telling
Europe.
Me, you're telling me the Jewish people don't run the world and don't run stuff.
That's Big Willie, seriously, that's exactly what I'm telling you. You're way off the mark here. Don't do this. I'm telling you, no. It's the Greeks that run everything, for God's sake.
You know what? The Greeks?
We are all over the place. Oh, yeah, we're all over the place. We're into so many things.
Maybe that's why. Well, that's, you might be running. Yeah, well, the Greeks have run your show, and that's why it's messed up all the time. The buttons and the music and the.
No, it is not.
You crying
it
about
is
your
not.
Facebook
don't you dare. Don't you dare.
No
don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare criticize me.
I listened to the Novotny show in the afternoon. He never has no problem with the buttons.
Well, good for him. I'm happy for him. I wish him well. You know, I do a whole different type of show. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's just you on the microphone and then me calling in to support it.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Some support.
What really sucks is all the people I brought in to the show on Facebook for you and your viewership. And now you threw it out the window.
I got news for you, pal. I had thousands and thousands of views and thousands of followers
and thousands of
fans before I knew you existed. So there.
Yeah. It was going way up.
Hey, very quickly, you want to plug your clients? Here's your chance.
Yeah, Tyler Falk, auctioneer, real estate agent. He's been busy. He had a great sale. I bought a couple good things. I mean, I got a deal. I got a mini Connex for $775. He's got Milwaukee batteries right now, 5.0. They're $169 in the store. He's got them for $85. Get a hold of Tyler Falk, auctioneer, real estate service, FALKauctions.com. Give him a call. He has like 20 batteries left. So if you got Milwaukee tools, they're brand new. He's always got deals. He's got stuff sitting there. Give him a call. Check him out on Facebook. And if you need real estate or auction service, give him a call.